But Beis HaMidrash in the Ran, basically about halfway down the page. So we're discussing over here. We have Rav Nosson's din, or statement, that he says that a person who makes a neder is if he builds a bomo, and if he keeps the neder, as opposed to being mocked of the neder, is if he's mocked up a korban. So Morris says so. Bereisha Paskinan. So the Mora has two versions of this Mechalikus Abaye and Rodova. The first version is that everybody agrees that Bereisha Paskinan, the first statement that Rav Nosson said we can use as a way to help the person be matur his netter. Bereisha the Braisa, the Rav Nosson, the first half of the Braisa, the Noider Kilo Bona Baba, says a person who makes a netter as if he built a Bona. Paskinan. We can use that as a pesach. The fish ain ha'aveira gedolah kol kach. Yemenu mischarit believer leyispayish melemer ha'emes. Building a bama, there's no aveira to build a bama. The problem is using a bama. So making that is like building a bama. So we say to the person, if you had realized that making that is like building a bama, would you make the netter? He might say, yeah, I would have. It's not such an aveira that he's afraid to admit the emes. So we're scared that the person truly, it doesn't bother him, but he's not going to say that because that looks horrible. He says that to the bezdin. So this we're not afraid of that possibility. He's comfortable. We assume he's comfortable saying that wouldn't bother him, since it's not such a big aveira. He may not be scared, believe me. If he's truly, it doesn't bother him. He's not uncomfortable saying that fact. Except for when he says that he is mischart, we believe it. But the second half of the brayso, which says the hanu hamakayimoy kila hikirvul of korban, but if a person keeps the netter as if he's makar a korban on the bama. So what about that? So Baya says paschinan. And Rabbi says, "Lo paskinan, we can't use that."
What would look very bad to the Beis Din if you said?
In all of these cases, the logic behind all of these things over here, we're bringing that making the dorm is a bad thing. And we say to the person, "If you had realized how bad it is to make a netter, would you have made the netter?" So let's say the truth is that the person really would have anyway, because he doesn't take a mitzvah so seriously. But he's not going to tell the Beis Din that. He says, yeah, you know what? Even they tell me I'm going to burn a Gehenna from here till the next 4,000 years, I would do it anyway. And what, you can tell the Bezdin? He's not going to say that to the Bezdin. Right? Obviously, he's going to say, no, of course not. I would never do that. You know? So now, he says, Bezdin's going to be mounted based on what he said, but it's not true, because the main thing is what he feels in his heart, not what he says. So that's what we're worried about over here. The Ikul Mechash, Rabbi said you can't use it, because we're worried. Shem Yitech Chermer Aveiru. Due to the fact that the Vera is a significant Vera. Even though truthfully, he doesn't think about that so much, and he's truly not Mischarit, but Mitokshu Mizbayish, but he's embarrassed to say that the Bezdin, Yishakir, he'll lie, Loimer Shu Mischarit. That's what we're afraid is going to happen over here, he's going to lie. So we can't, he's not going to honestly answer the question, so we can't use it as a Pesach. And the second version of the Machlokes that the safe everybody agrees you cannot use, and even the Reisha is a Machlokes, even the Reisha, and the Reisha Rabbah says even that you can't use. The Mora says that Shmuel says that a person is Mekayim, and that is called a Rasha, because it says he Sadal and Dor LeYibachachet, and it says Shem Rishoyim Chadu V'Yolav Chadela Chadela the Hacha. So the pasuk over here says, "V'chisachdal lindor" means like this: "V'chisachdal lindor ha'yibachachet ha'im lo yisachdal yibachachet." That the pasuk is saying that if you don't refrain, but making the netter itself is a form of chet. So Rabbi Yosi said, "It's a mishnah." Kedir b'shoyim, nader b'nazer b'karbon b'shua, alma nader rasha mikri. So we see that the Mishnah says that a person who makes a netter is called a Rasha. Fine. We're holding the Gemara of Omer Rishon Bar Nachmeni, which is four lines up before the end of the narrow lines. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, the one gives his Rabbi Yochanan, Kolokoyas, a person who has temper issues, Kolmini Gehenim Shultim Bay. So there's different types of Gehenim to as a payment for different types of Averis. And this person gets all of that. The Chofetz Chaim says in Shmiras HaLashon that the nature of a person is when he gets angry, he's outside of his, he doesn't think rationally, so then he's open to do any type of aveira. So eventually, if he has this ongoing problem, he will end up doing all the different types of aveiras, which will then allow him to get all the different types of Gehenna. So remove kas, and then you will remove ra'ah. Vein ra'ah el gehenna. Ra'ah is referring to gehenna. Shemar kopal Hashem l'manegah. The pasuk is initially that everything the Kadosh Baruch Hu does, he does for his purpose. The Goyin says in the pasuk, just like Agav, the Goyin brings over there that you can darshan the pasuk l'man who hey vav stands for the five chumashim and the six sidrei mishnah. Began rasha liyam ra'ah, and that which the rasha has to go to the yom ra'ah, the rasha made that also for his purposes. You see that the yom ra'ah is referring to where the rasha will go eventually, which is referring to Gehenna. That besides the punishment after a person passes away, the person physically has a physical effect on his body. He develops hemorrhoids. Part of the teichicha is that the Rosham will give the person there in this nation where he's Rosham sends us away to levra goz chiyoninayim medavin nafish. So we darshan that levra goz over here is referring to that a person who has a levra goz, which a heart which gets upset about things, you can say he has a kas issue, he ends up with kliyon enayim medaben nefesh. It's a dabar shemachalas enayim umadi b'san nefesh. Kliyon enayim means that the person does not, he despairs of recovering from it. Excuse me. And it causes an ongoing sorrow to the body. Have you ever elo tatonius? Okay. Ula b'miske la'ara de Yisrael. Ula went from Babel to Yisrael. As he was going up, Islam ule train b'nei choizoi b'hadei. He met two people from the city of Choizoi who were going the same way. So he was traveling together with these two people. So one of them got so upset with the other one that he killed him. Then he turned to Ula and says, Yois Avdi, did I do good? Amalei in. So Ula said yes, and Tosis in Sukkah says this is chanufa. Chanufa is when a person tells somebody who's acting improperly that they're okay, that they're good, in order to get some benefit. That's the issue of chanufa. So the person not willing to, the person is actively, well theoretically, you know, there's a chiyuv of mechah, etc., right? But the person, instead of saying, doing the mechah, and saying what you've done is wrong, he says what you've done is right and good in order that he should get some benefit. So Tosfos says that a situation of pikuach nefesh, it's mutter, and the ula felt that under the circumstances, this fellow already had killed one traveling companion. He might do it to the second one if he told him that something was wrong. So, and then upara lebeis hashkita, and not only did he say yes, but he that he told the murderer, why don't you like open up the beis hashkita, that the fellow should die more quickly. So kiosta came to Birchon, when Ula arrived in Eretz Yisrael, and he went to Birchon, amalei dimachas v'shalom akziki yidei aver avera. So I have supported and being mechazik those who do averus. Amar lei, so Birchon said to Ula, anafshecha hitzalta. No, it's what you did was mutter, because he would have killed you. Tamar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan had a question. Michti ksiv unochasan Hashem l'cha shom lev ragos. Mibabal ksiv. The pasuk says that when you're in Golus, referring to going into Golus of the Bavel, you're going to have labor goes. You're going to you'd be so unsettled that everything makes a person fly into a rage. But these people were on the way to Eretz Yisrael. They were in Eretz Yisrael. So Ula said back, Amalei. So Ula said back to Rabbi Yochanan that Hayishaita lo yavrinon yardana. We hadn't passed the yardin yet, so we were still in bubble. So Rabbi Yochanan said, good, now I understand how that could happen, because it doesn't make sense it should happen in Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rabba Baruch Huna Kol Kayas Afilu Shkina Enon Chashuva Kenegdo. So when he gets to that mood, even if the person realizes without a doubt that the person he's about to do something which is wrong, but in that mood, he'll do whatever. Shenemar, it says Rosh Begoy Ba'apoy Kegoy Ba'apoy Bal Yidrish Ein Elokim Kol Mazim Hasav. The Rosh, because of his when his anger, his af increases, then he's not going to be Darish or Kaddish Baruch Hu. Whatever he does, it's not going to be look to Kaddish Baruch Hu for direction. Rabbi Yirmiya Midifti Omar Meshagach Talmudai Moisev Tipshus. Person is Kayus, forgets his learning, and becomes foolish. Shemar Kikas Bechek Kesilim Yanduach. So Kas sits in the lap of those which are ksilim. Ksiv, uksil, yifresh, ivelis. That he's understanding the lesson of ivelis is foolishness. Okay. He will expand his ivelis, his foolishness, that the tipshus increases. And he's considered a ksil. Ksil is a person who's non-intelligent. He forgets his learning. We have to assume that he's considered Roy Baveris. Let's see, Ram. Yeah, I thought it was a lot of shit. Six lines up before the end of the narrow lines on the Ran and Chapezim and Aleph. Call them to curse, coming again, Shultan Boy, the Fisha Kas, Mavir, Lichur, Be'ikr. Kas will cause a person to be Kaifer and a Kodesh Mordechu, Kamin and Perak Rebel Yasud Arig, Meshab Kaleb, Bechamasa, Yia Menach, Kila, Abed Sukhavim. A person's anger develops in him to the point that he breaks items in his anger. He should be dealt with as if he's over the Vedas Sukhavim.
Meaning, you can't open up with this card until you find an actual effort in the Nether itself.
On that Gemara, the. The Gemara Mother says that Kachi Dako Shay Tzahara, I mean, the person breaks a Kaili. There's no Beir at all in breaking a Kaili. Right. Like, so the says, but that's the answer. We have the Yitzhahara. Today he says, do this. Tomorrow he says, do that. Next thing you know, he says, do a Varazara. So the Mora seems to be making that the breaking of the Kaili is not the issue. The issue is what it leads to. And why specifically does, you know, does, is the final result of Varazara? So Hirsch says that. The beautiful piece from Hirsch, it's on the pasuk of Baltashkus. So Baltashkus, it's not one of the we don't necessarily see Baltashkus as one of the foundational avarers of the Torah. He does. He says the Torah says you can't destroy this tree wantonly. The right to use something. You don't have to be an owner to use something, but you can borrow it, you can rent it, etc. The right to destroy belongs to the owner. The right to destroy something only belongs to the owner, he says. The Rosh Hashanah says, Bal Tashkis, don't destroy. The land doesn't belong to you, it belongs to me. You have no right to destroy it. If you want to use it for a valid purpose, that I lent it to you. It says, when a person is a Meshaber Kelev B'chamosoi, he's saying that the Rosh is not the owner, he's the owner. So that's already, he's on his way to Barazor. Because that's even though it's not worshipping yet, but he's already knocked the Kodesh Baruch Hu off of the pedestal and put himself on the pedestal. So why shouldn't he be a Barazor? That's already the process of a Barazor. The Rosh is not the one who's in control of the world. So that's why the Mora sees that Meshaber Kelev B'chamosoi is connected to the next step is eventually the next steps will lead to that he will be very comfortably do a Vodazor because the Bereshit is not the boss anyway. That's how he touches it. So he says Baltashkis is a major message of our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu that in everything which we do. So he sees it as one of the foundational mitzvahs of the Torah. Beautiful piece. Part of the Beis HaShechita, Sheyamas Mari, he told him, you know, open up the Beis HaShechita so this way he'll die more quickly. So Rechaz said, Nafshach, Hitzalta, Sheyamol HaKach, Hoya Hargercha, if you hadn't said what he did was good, it could be the Ron learns that, not that he told him, there's two that Ula actually did it. The person was dying anyway, so he just, you know, just at that point in time to remove the person's pain, he helped him do that, or he did it. There's a gears of pralacha based shita, which means he told him go do it. Lech pra lay based shita. Okay. How could he get such a level of anger to kill somebody when he wasn't in bubble anymore? So Ula said back, we hadn't crossed the Yarden yet. Every Yarden when he's Kaddish, also Omer the mixes Kedushas, even though every Yarden does have some Kedusha, but not totally, so it's not considered the full Eretz Yisrael. He said, "Kegayva apoy." Mitekbaris kasa, when his anger increases, and ena lakim komazimasov sheshchina ena chashuba connected. The Rashi doesn't take the Rashi into any consideration. Lashon of zaymimim, but his plans. The Rashi is not part of his plans anymore. Shenemar kikas bechek silim yinuach. Alma the kaius having seal a person who's a kaius becomes a fool, and it says seal yifresh ivelis alma moisif tipshus. He expands his foolishness. Okay. The Rosh says the Kenech on Bechek Silm Yeruach is that the point of the pasuk is that all that rests in his cake is the kas. He loses everything else. See, he forget. That's how you see he forgets his learning. Okay. He talked to Gemara. Amar Rav Ana, Rav Chanina. Amar Rav Ana, Rav Chanina. Amalei. Had it been that Chota Yisrael, that Kaisel had it not been that Kaisel was Chote, but Nitalam Ella Chamisha Chum Shetara, the Sefer Yeshua Belvat. We would have gotten the five Chumashim, and Sefer Yeshua. Because Sefer Yeshua has in it Sherekah Shal Eretz Yisrael, who it describes the gemulas of Eretz Yisrael and the value of Eretz Yisrael, etc. But nothing else. The rest of Navi would not have been given. The rest of Ketum would not have been given. My time. He says Kibarov Chochma Rav Koas. So we're darshaning it that the reason why we have so much chokhmah, we have so many different things we have to learn about, is because Rav Kass, we've caused the anger to expand to a Kadosh Baruch Hu is angry at us for all the errors that we've done. Therefore, the Bereshim had to send multiple Nevi'im to warn Klal Yisrael and talk to Klal Yisrael and address the issues, etc., because of everything which we've done wrong. We got it all right. We don't need to have all of these Musa Shmuza. So you don't need the Yeshaya and Yirmiyahu, etc. Okay. Okay, let's just see the round on that, and then we go back to the dorm. Four lines on the bottom, and the chapez on aleph. Well, this is the hemel of chmishah chumshit Torah. Whatever Yeshua, shigun shal shanavim lohaya ella lohichiach Yisrael alaverish shabayadim. Yeshua was to describe the war which Kaisel did to get Eretz Yisrael. What are the gemulas of Eretz Yisrael? Who got which properties, etc. Its primary function was that. But everything else, its main function was to give messages to Klal Yisrael for their various. The Malachotzu, had they not been Chayteh, Lohutzu, they would have needed this. The Sherekah Shal Yisrael, he, Shemitah Yeshua, Mefereshes, Ayorish of Eretz Yisrael. It describes the cities, Banachos, the Shernochlu, the properties, the section that they took possession of. Sevi Yeshua would have to be given anyway. Shemar ki b'rayv chokhma rov kas, b'rayv dibrei chokhma is hanaviyim. The fact that there's so many different messages from the Nevi'im, it's yesimin, it indicates the rov kas shehichisu yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of the anger the Bereshim, the Kaisel caused the Bereshim to have. That's indicated by the Rav Chochma of the Nevi'im. Okay. Okay. Amar Vasi. Rasi says. Enis Kokan Alakei Yisrael. We do not get involved in being matter in the dorm or matter shuas, which a person makes to Hashem. Chutz mikadam ishti nehenesli shegond ve eskisi shehiks es bini. That the person made this kainim, his wife should be also to have benefit because she's done something improper. She stole the kais, she hit the child. That she had not stolen it and she had not hit the child. So in that situation, Ron's going to grapple with, if that's the situation, why do you need a heter? It's a neder tos. So the Ron's going to deal with that. Hayid also look at me, the Ravasi. That's a woman who came to Ravasi. So he asked her, when you made the netter, what language did you use? So she said, "Belakei Yisrael." So she invoked Hashem's name. So Amalah. In the dart, had you made the netter, Bimoyi, now there's two gear souls over here. Shikina Balma, Bimoyi is a kinui. Moshe, who swore like by when he went to Yisro, he swore by Hashem. So you're not saying directly Hashem. Shokinui Balma, it's just a kinui. Now the argument is Maz the Kikna Loch. I would have dealt with you. The round brings the Girsa.
If you would have sworn by Moshe,
you don't swear by Moshe. You swear by the netter that Moshe made, the shul that Moshe made. Now the Girsa is the round is a Girsa loim. Even that I wouldn't have gotten involved in. Hashad l'nadarta b'moyi el b'kei Yisrael. But now, instead of that, you would said with Hashem's name. So the gears we have in the Moriz Loim is the Kikna Loch. I won't get involved in this. The Ron has a gears to the, should I get involved in this? So he takes out he switches the word Loh. Okay. Rukana Ikla the Mayor of Yosef. So Rukana came to Yosef's house. Amala lay litim mar midi. Want to eat something? Amala loy. No. Mori kula loy to imna lay. The master of all. So he's making a shua. That I won't eat. So Sir Yosef said to Rav Kahana, Amalei Loi Mari Kula Loi Tzimnalei. Do you mean that you will not eat by me? Amalei Lo. And that's not what I meant to say. I meant to say Mari Kula Loi Tzimt Lei. I had not Amalei Loi Mari Kula Amalei Loi comma Mari Kula second. He swore by Mori Kula. He asked him, why do you need Mori Kula? And he said, because this way you can't be mad to the netter. I sound like that. Let's say making a question or a shua. Whereas Hanichler kind of domer loy mori kula. I understand Rabbi Kahana said loy mori kula because he wanted to make a nether which he can't be matu. Al Rabbi Yosef and my omer loy mori kula. Why did Yosef say that? I'm not sure what the Morris question was. Morris says, "Hachi who's the kamarle?" This is what he meant to say to him. Loi mori kula who's the kamarta? Didn't you say you realize you just said mori kula? Hilchah loi tzim tlei. There's no way I can be mounted this for you to eat. Okay. See the round. Top of the page. Amar Abasi Ainis Kokan of the Kayusil. Okay, is that the round? You see a separate learner. I thought to learn to understand this halacha. The Abagab, the signal come on. The Hashem is still a pligi im yesh shele b'shua eloi. That it's machlok is whether there is a dinner being matter by a shua. Kamelon can be still darmer yesh shele, and you could be matter a shua. Rabbi Asi Hachi cover. He the yesh shele. So Rabbi Asi was saying, even though there is, we are matter, but we only do it in cases like the following: Ella Bekaidim, Ishin Hennessy, Mishum Shalom Beisit. But otherwise, we don't do it. That's why I wanted to say Pshat and Ravas. I don't find that Pshat sits well. The Beshamay Vadimir Rabbanan Ba'alma Kamri. The Beshamay does not mean on a derisive level that you can't be matter. The Holo Yachel de Moroi, the Minay Doshin and Abu Akher Merklin Loi, Ahi Shaba Shvua Namikoi. It says Chazal Badarsh later on, Lo Yachel de Boroi, that he cannot make his words chulin. But somebody else can void his words, make his words chulin. So that's the pasuk of Hatorah. That's how we learn. And that pasuk says, "Lashon neder and lashon shua." So both of them, there's a din of Hatorah. They don't mean at the raisa level. And Mesila says no. Even Mirabanan, they did not take away Hatar Sador. So it comes out. That's what Ravasi is saying. So Ravasi is saying that all shuas we're not matter, like Beishami said, with the exception of Shalom Bayis, we are matter. So that's what Ravasi is saying. We end up with Ravasi being like a Beishamite. Rav Ashi, let's lay how he came to the Kamon. The B'yeshel of Pligi. Rav Ashi doesn't hold that Machlokes at all. Later on in Beisham Esilol, that's not what they're arguing about. In Am Esilol, the Beisham ain't Shelem Mirabbanan, which means that Rav Ashi is saying that Beisham holds way beyond what he's saying. He's saying we shouldn't do it, but if you do it, it works. And Beisham is saying ain't Shelem Mirabbanan, the filo hitiru ain't a mutter. That Beisham is saying it doesn't work. Beisham says yes, Shela, that it does work, but Minitiru is mutter. Milchatzila ain't his kaken. So that's what Rav Ashi is saying over here. That's the gears in most of the Gemaras. Vikamandomer the Tausi. Some say that this girsa is can't be correct. The Inoida Shalahikatu Shalagondva, if it became clarified that it was a mistake, that she had not done these things. That this is the exception where we are matarit. This is a case of making an error based on a mistake. We said before that does not need a Torah. So even though this person made a shvua, you don't need a Torah. So some say that the gears of the Gemara is incorrect. No, we could keep the gears. That was which says you don't need Shayla. The person says explicitly that I'm only doing it because of this, and had this not been true, I would not have done it. But a person who stands by his word, even if that's true that she had not done it, that he still would have made, he meant it. So when the person is informed that he's mistaken, if his reaction is, I mean, I would have made another. It's talking true. It's both. The person says, you know, I would have done it anyway. It's also true. So the matter is an error. Now you have to find a way to be matter it. And the reason you're matter is because of Shalom Bayis. So what happened in the case over here was a case where the person was maimed devora. He's maintaining his words, and now we want to say, well, will we be willingly trying to find a different heter? Yes, because of Shalom Bayis. The people who are nearly the chikamar chutz mikanim ishti. This case being exceptional, mishum the ika tarti. It has two things in it. Number one is ita tarti chikamar. It has shalom beisoy. Avoid the having ke'ein nidrish kagus. That's what I would have said, but you don't need both elements. Even if it's true what she did, he can still be matter because of shalom bayis. That's not relevant to the case. I don't like it. I'm not comfortable with it. Because if you're saying that you're matter, even if it's even what it was true, the whole head is because Shalom Bayis anyway, so why is it relevant? But that was gone, really gone, but it becomes irrelevant in the whole thing, in the whole conversation. I told it here.